USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
I think I'm doing a great job. We have the best economy we've ever had. We would have been in war with North Korea if, let's say, that administration continued forward.
President Trump sits down with host Chris Wallace on Fox News Sunday and is asked to give himself a grade.
I would give myself an A+. Is that enough? Can I go higher than that?
The president says he's planning on shaking up his cabinet. The move is word White House Chief of Staff John Kelly could be out.
We get along well. There are certain things I love what he does, and there are certain things that I don't like that he does that aren't his strength.
The other person who could be out of a job, the head of the Department of Homeland Security, Kirstjen Nielsen, as the president doesn't think she's been tough enough on the border and immigration issues.
I like her very much. I respect her very much. I'd like her to be much tougher on the border.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you want a more honest media? Hello. My name is Robert Farrow, and I've grown tired of shadow banning, censorship, and one-sided reporting from today's news and social media companies. That's why my team created RightToVoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right, the number two, and voice. We don't push aside. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com. It's the only place where you'll get all the news. It's usually one click to join, so check us out today. RightToVoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right, the number two, and voice. We don't push aside. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com.
Kentucky Senator Republican Rand Paul says the evidence is overwhelming in the Khashoggi killing and that the Saudi crown prince involved in the murder of the Washington Post journalist Jamal Khashoggi.
Well, you know, the crown prince, his brother, made a phone call to Khashoggi, the dissident that was killed and dismembered, and that phone call was to tell Khashoggi, hey, it's fine, you can go to the consulate, no one will harm you.
Senator Paul, a guest on Face the Nation on CBS.
The evidence is overwhelming that the crown prince was involved, and so no, I don't think we can sweep this under the rug.
On Capitol Hill, Nancy Pelosi looking to be speaker again. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
More than 60 Democratic women in the House have signed a letter pledging to support Nancy Pelosi's bid for speaker in both the private ballot within the Democratic caucus later this month and on the House floor in January. The supporters include a number of incoming freshmen who previously were thought to be on the fence about supporting Pelosi. The signatories also include 17 members of the Congressional Black Caucus.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The House Ethics Committee rules on a pair of investigations. USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports from Washington, D.C.
The ethics panel announcing that Democratic Representative Reuben Kiewin of Nevada violated House rules by making persistent and unwanted advances towards women who were required to interact with him because of their professional responsibilities. He's refused to resign, but says he will not be seeking re-election. Meanwhile, the committee is also sanctioning Republican Mark Meadows of North Carolina, saying he failed to take decisive action to deal with complaints regarding a key aide. He must reimburse the U.S. Treasury for part of the salary of that chief of staff. Meadows is the chairman of the House Freedom Caucus. I'm Chris Barnes.
A $70 million lawsuit filed on behalf of seven women against Dartmouth, alleging sexual misconduct by three of their professors. Details now from USA Radio's Rick Vincent.
Alleged victim Anne Marie Brown tells CNN why the abuse wasn't reported earlier.
It happened in small degrees, not leaps and bounds. And I think that's really important for people to understand. It wasn't extreme right away.
The lawsuit says the professors treated women as sex objects, coercing them into drinking and making them feel as if their success depended on their willingness to go along with the alcohol-saturated culture the prominent researchers created. The professors, who are no longer on campus, deny the allegations. The lawsuit says the Ivy League school breached its duty to protect them from sexual harassment.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.